And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Wayne Cotter with Corey Sandin, and we're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. We have a really good show for you this morning. We got Cameron Cribbins from the Mission Bell. We're going to be talking all about fishing techniques. We're going to have your catch reports and calls and text, and stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America. Those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value. And you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And stoked to be in the world headquarters this morning. Man, landings are busy and boats unloading and fishermen's processing down there. And
absolutely.
Super busy. And stoked to have a friend of the show in studio, too.
Cameron. Absolutely, Cameron.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah. How's Mission Bell and stoked to have you in the world headquarters, man. How's everything going?
It's good. You know, it's we've been busy. It has been the spring we all dream of, especially, you know, being a relatively new boat owner to full day fishing. It's like we've already had summer already.
Right? I know. It was a super crazy January, February, March with the weather, right? I mean,
yeah.
Just insane. And then here we hit May and a little wrinkle in the
weather. Half a laugh after yesterday's show, right? We're like, okay, just wait. Everybody, just wait. It's coming.
Yeah.
You know, this little blip. Get on the boats. Get on the boats right now because when it happens, it's going to break loose.
Yeah.
And then I got home and started watching the reports. Dorado, yellowtail, white sea bass. I mean, and then you start seeing all the longer boats going out and they're catching tuna. It's already here. It happened yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys can't wait. Get on the boats because they're going to be full, and then you're going to be crying.
And at least, I mean, at the least bit of it, right, Wayne? It's just a turn in the right direction, right? Like the island's starting to fire a little bit. And
yeah, water's coming around. We kind of had a pretty big upwelling, or, you know, we call, you know, it rolled over. You know, it goes from 68 degrees in blue to 62 in green, but it's all now going back in the right direction. And we see these transition periods a lot throughout seasons. You know, it seems like always in August there's kind of one. And, it's just setting the stage.
Yeah. That north wind and the blow from up north and the upwelling coming up there is good because the kelp breaks off. Those are your kelp patties that work their way south. And guess what's going to be under those things as we go through the summer?
That's true. Yeah. No, definitely. And I see a nice stretch of weather coming, too, which is a blessing. Like, the lack of wind. I mean, it seems like the last 10 days, like Carl in here yesterday, we were talking about it. It was just a major wrinkle kind. I mean, the things happen, right? It's May and
you'll get wind. And,
exactly, yeah. Right? But it seemed like it was like a week and a half of overlapping wind events that just what you described, you know, it put it down a little bit, a couple degrees and green. But the stretch of weather I see coming for the next week.
Greece.
Like, beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, as beautiful as it gets. And I think some of the counts that the reflection of that we're already starting to see, like at the islands.
Yeah, it just makes everyone's job so much easier when it's calm, you know. Guys can just, you can go. There's, you know, especially these three-day boats and stuff like that. I mean, there's guys almost to the 120 line. I mean, just going for
stretching it,
you know, and going down the beach. And you can see, and everything just works in your favor.
Yeah, that's so cool. Being able to glass in it and not get your butt kicked going up and down or getting sprayed. That's always an advantage.
That's always a bonus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, the fish cooperating also is a bonus. There's not a shortage of fish in the ocean right now, no matter what some of the other groups might want to talk about and tell us. There's fish, and there is fish all along our whole coastline right now, and there's bait. The bait is what's keeping everything here, right? The ecosystem is alive and kicking right now.
There is more bird life and anchovy balls up and down the coast. It's incredible. All, you know, east of the islands and stuff, you'll go through a mile stretch where it's just red out anchovies and booby birds and tern birds.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So that, like, IB flat stuff.
Yeah.
Like Tijuana IB, from Rosarito to IB.
Yeah, I keep thinking of, you know, how many years we all would go yellowtailing on
our
skiffs.
Or sand bass in that zone, too.
It's coming. It's you see it. I mean, there's loons, big spots of loons waddling on the water, so fat because full of bait. And
right.
It's different this year for sure.
Interesting.
And squid.
And there's squid
right now,
squid,
too.
Yeah.
Is there squid in that zone, you think?
We haven't seen squid yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somewhere.
There's some down by the pipe.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting sign, too, because that's Salso Pleiades, which isn't, I mean, it's kind of like down and inside from, like, the rock pile.
Yeah.
Right? It's not very far away.
I don't know how many stories from the elders, you know, the make squid and fight for anchor jobs down there, or make squid at Salso Pleiades, and, you know.
I remember that era. I mean, that was, I think, in the early 90s, and all these boats, it was all overnight trips, and they would leave super early and get down, make their squid in the dark down at Salso Pleiades, which is just above Ensenada, if you don't know, and they'd get their load of squid and run to the islands for that morning shot, and they spent the whole morning. I mean, it was a little bit of sea bass. That's actually when I caught my first bluefin.
Wow. Ooh.
You know, in that late 80s, you know, like 80, thinking like 86 to 91, somewhere in that zone. I mean, it was like they were 10 to 15 pound fish. Like, that was like the big shot at a bluefin, you know, like super light line.
Really small schoolie fish.
They were very small. Yeah.
Wow.
And then like working on the bait boats, working with John Pratt, you know, he used to work on the sport boats.
Yeah.
And they used to get those shots of that same fish, like in the, like 5 to 10 year period prior to what I'm talking about, and on the kelp line, Point Loma, the drop off and La Jolla. So it's just neat to see the history. But that squid would ball up pretty good there, and the yellowtail fishing was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's hearing the stories of guys sitting, you know, three rows deep at the gun sight.
Yes.
Those guys watching us fish now would be like, what are you kids doing?
Running around.
Yeah, running around at 10 knots all day looking for a school.
But that's the way it is.
It's the way it is. There's so many different.
They didn't have the sonar back then.
No.
I mean, amazing that they found the same spots over time. Because if anybody goes on a private skiff, try to triangulate a spot without your GPS. Oh, I'm just going to be off the green tanks or this and that. And you're like, okay, go ahead. Go find that same spot twice, and then turn your GPS on and see if you really find it.
Yeah.
Those guys were masters at it.
Oh, super, super good. I mean, it was the Buzz on the Prowler and Nick on the new Loanne. I mean, those were the studs, man.
Studs. And I think about it a lot, you know. It's like, oh, they're, you know, drive from the rock pile to North Island, and, in between and 40 fathom, 20 fathom. Oh, there's a school in the gun sight.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's impressive how the same spots over 50 years are the key spots at the Coronado Islands.
Right. I mean, you think about it. I mean, the way the current runs and the way they climb up, and that was their big thing back then, sit on the anchor and wait for it to come up the side of the island or up the middle ground or, you know, whatever it might be to line up to be in the right position.
Yeah.
And you could be a boat length off.
And
you get, well, you get,
yes.
And you get messed up because Ray on the producer maybe got that spot before Nick did, and the fish climbed up the port side of his boat, but Nick was on the starboard side and missed it all.
Oh yeah, there's we've all watched.
Yeah, do you see that competition today, like amongst you and Booger?
It's the ultimate for sure. You know it.
The bragging rights.
Right?
I don't have to catch a lot of them. I just have to catch one more than everybody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Kiyohara.
Kiyohara theory.
That's a famous Kiyohara line.
It's, you know, for me, like, Booger taught me to fish the Coronado Islands. Yeah. And I worked for him, and Tara worked for him, and so it's... And then we compete, you know.
It's more family competition.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the utmost respect to him, but you catch one more, it feels good.
Right? Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. And the Mission Bell has so much history. I mean, I remember the boat over at Seaforth and going way back, you know?
Yeah, it's cool. I've actually been getting some pictures of the boat sent from back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, my dream, and it hasn't been sent to me yet. I've had some promises.
Yeah.
Is some pictures of it with the original open bridge.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I just think that'd be the coolest picture in the gallery.
What decade do you think, like...
I think it's from the 70s? Yeah, it's early 80s. I think Rambo told me they put the house on in 87.
Okay.
I don't remember the boat before it had the house. That's interesting.
Yeah, I remember riding it over at Seaforth.
Back
in the Islandia days.
Yeah, that's true, too, when Islandia was over there, yeah. So interesting. That boat carries so much history, though, you know?
Yeah, I was hanging out with Sueño the other day.
Yeah.
We were doing some commercial fishing stuff, and... He was just looking
Who's David Aikida, if you don't know?
Longtime Mission Bell owner. And he was just looking at it, and he's like, it looks good. He's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
It really is. And now for you to have the boat, and it's been how long now?
Two years.
A short time.
Yeah,
two years. Has it really?
Yeah, we're going into our second year here.
Time gets by for me, man.
2 years.
And now out of Point Loma Sportfishing,
Stoked Run,
right?
Yeah. You know, we're the 5:30 to 5 boat. We've never been in at 5 o'clock, but it's the advertised time. It seems impossible.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something, or there's one more, or there's, what if I look over here, or what, you know.
And as long as you don't have somebody trying to make a flight, or, I mean, I'm sure you make it known well before.
Yeah, people are pretty hip to what time we're going
to
get in.
To the program.
Yeah.
You got to love a twilight bite. Late afternoon bite. It's hard to leave,
yeah.
You know, because it turns on.
Yeah, there was a lot of times this year we didn't. You kind of get into fishing mode till 2:30, 3 o'clock, and it's like you're not going to get a taste and leave. You're gonna, you know, we waited all day for this.
Exactly.
So we're gonna do it.
And if you get a hit on a couple dozen fish, I mean that's your whole day.
Yeah, we had an anchor job this couple weeks ago. We put the anchor down. I think it was like 3 o'clock. One going, two going, three going. All of a sudden, we're busy. 4 to 15 going. I mean, it's just as fast as we can go. And it's like, you know, by the time we kind of, you know, the smoke cleared a little bit, I run upstairs. I'm like, oh, my God, it's 4:15. You know, all I hear is, biter, you know, here we go. And so I don't think we got our anchor up till 5:15.
Oh.
You know, which is about 2 hours in a dock, I'm guessing.
You know, plus we got to... Yeah. Get the fish out of the fish hold.
Yep.
Separated.
Yeah.
Pitcher time. Start processing. You know, it's three guys back there, 135 yellowtail. It's a lot of work, and they're big. It's a lot of...
135 yellowtail.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, everyone's cheering. No, we can't leave. We can't leave. It's like, we have to.
Yeah.
You know, I think the
line... At
lines,
some point, you have to.
I think we tied up at about 8:40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's nothing but good times. What do you see, like, yellowtail-wise and the health of the islands, like, over the few decades that you've been able to...
The yellowtail are huge.
Are bigger than
they're
than
huge.
They were?
They're huge. it's not uncommon to catch a 33, 34 pounder. There's a lot of true 22 to 28 pounders. I mean, they're big.
Legit.
And one of the, you know, I think it was 10 years ago when I was driving to San Diego, it was really hard to catch bottom fish. You know, if it wasn't a yellowtail day and, hey, let's go catch some whitefish and some reds, or it was hard. You really had to work at it. And you can be anchored up on any hard bottom, SKR, gun sight, and guy wants to fish the bottom fish and put on a squid strip, and there is fish flying over the rail.
It, more so today than...
100%.
Really? Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe because it was very good back then, I thought.
Yeah, it was good. It was harder, though.
We didn't target it the same way, I think, is why, right? Because if we were yellowtail fishing, everybody was throwing iron.
Yeah.
That's just how it was. People really didn't drop down to the bottom while you were yellowtail fishing.
Yeah, we see it. You know, there's some people that just want to get some bites.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the time when we're anchored in yellowtail mode, we're on hard bottom. But, man, the sculpin and good grade whitefish. You know, we caught like a 3.5 pound red on the gun sight the other day.
You're kidding me.
No.
Come on, like a big old bright one from in
just
shallow.
Just a big old beautiful red.
Oh.
Like, whoa, look at that thing. You know?
Got me fired up.
Yeah. It's so, we love it. It's so fun. But they're strong, man. You know, certain spots around the islands, you can see it on the sonar, you know, ball, you know, sonar ball at triggerfish. Legitimate school of
come
them.
On.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you I would know what a ball of triggerfish looked like on my sonar.
Either, that's interesting. Either can I, because I see it, and you think yellowtail. You know, it hits just like a yellowtail, but all of a sudden you can't get near it. And then you put the anchor up, you know, you anchor up, and you see it, and they swim. It'll swim like a lap around you.
Come on.
Yeah, and then some, depending on the conditions, you can kind of see the color spot of them and stuff, yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
Triggerfish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy. Yep, you know, so how would the yellows act differently, like when you're saying that you try to sonar them and they skirt around and don't let you run over them.
A lot of times the yellowtail, they may not like it and it's not very easy, but you can run over a piece of them.
Oh, I got you.
You can get them.
Even if it's the back end of the school or something, you can still...
Yeah, I mean, we get juked.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
They, you know, what happened? They were right. And
they totally squirt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the time you can get it where you get a piece of them, or you'll catch four fish shooting off the screens or something like that.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Do you find that in the middle grounds or in North Island off Pukki Point area, when the yellows are around, is it better to anchor and wait for them to school around, or do you really have to keep running and gunning after them?
Are you adding the sea lions into the mix?
Well, no, I get that too, but if there's a lot of boats out there, it doesn't matter because you can't run away from them. They just follow you, unless you can hand them off to, you know, to Taro or something.
As the operator, I always want to anchor.
Yeah.
Anchoring is the best. Especially, you know, you nail the gun sight or the southwest corner and it gets on you. That's the ultimate.
Currents running,
you're sitting good. Yeah. It's easy for people to fish. But a lot of times that's not possible. You know, whether it's skiffs, it's sea lions, there's so many factors that come into play. But, you know, there's a lot of times we'll be sonar balling and get on one and they're biting a little bit. And I run up to the bow and everyone, move, you know, and drop the anchor. And just hopefully we can grab and sit and keep fishing with the school right there.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is. You know, I mean, I'm always I always want to understand it. I'm a student of the sport. And private boat, public boat, going back and forth and watching this and learning techniques, what's better? Is it better to have patience or better that run and gun? You get on a small boat and everybody wants to run and gun.
Yeah.
But that isn't always the case, right? You sometimes just have to. I mean, rock pile was a good example. Everything was going around it, and you just needed to be in the right position and wait your turn.
Yeah,
in a lot of cases,
totally.
Right? But you've got to have that patience. Guys on private boats, I don't know what it is. They just don't have patience. They want to just pick that anchor up and run. And you just miss out. That's all.
But I think personally, with a lot of the skiff guys, I mean, me being a skiff guy, and they're just people that don't have a clue, you know? I mean, and I think that lack of clue, lack of knowledge, leads to the wrongdoings, you
and
know?
It's hard because, you know, I fish in a skiff, too. And I was listening to Booger a couple weeks ago. It's hard. You see this big boat stop. You see bait fly over the side.
And you think it's the golden vein, the golden nugget.
Yeah. And it's just like they're on them, you know?
Yeah.
I think what a lot of guys don't realize, small boats, is, yes, the sonar is the ultimate tool. Yes, having live bait is the ultimate tool. It is very, very, very challenging to put the Mission Bell in a situation where we're catching yellowtail. Yeah. You know, I rival a lot of these, you know, skiff guys. Like, I'd love for them to try it. Try to, I'm not going to throw them the keys, but to take 30 people sport fishing with all the elements of the Coronado Islands and create a catch.
Yeah.
It is the
ultimate. Well, and then to have the mosquito fleet flying around you, too.
There's a lot of factors, and it's really hard to put ourselves in position to catch them. We don't have the golden ticket.
Yeah. That's it. And as a skiff guy, I mean, you look at the golden vein, the golden nugget, but so do the 100 sea lions, you know? And if you were a skiff guy, you could actually utilize, put a thinking process into it to where you're the golden nugget holding 80 of those sea lions tight to you. And go, and it doesn't, it just takes a little flake of gold off to the side to make a skiff happy.
And there's
a
few savvy skiff kids, I've watched a couple of them, anchored up doing their own thing where I tried it there in the morning and I see a little bit of sign, but we can't do it. The sea lions, it doesn't work. And, I'll come back around and glass this skiff and he'll be anchored up all by himself. No sea lions, two going.
How about that? That's
all
the way
by
it's
himself,
done.
You know, and
That's definitely the way it's done. Hey, we've got a full 2 hours with you, Cameron, and we're stoked to have you in the world headquarters and talking to Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing with Cameron. If you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. You can do it. We're going to be on the fan for the full 2 hours this morning at 833-288-0973. Is it Jeff this morning at the fan? Perfect. So, yeah, Jeff's waiting for your call. There's actually one open line for you, again, at 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. When you do so, make sure you leave your name and telephone number, just a way to get a hold of you there, and Cameron's going to flip the prize coin right here at the end of the show, and we'll figure out whether the full-day trip on the Mission Bell, thank you, Cameron, is going to go to one lucky caller or texter, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. That's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is shaping up to be a fantastic fishing year. Hi, this is Ben, and you'll see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Doesn't matter if you're out there on a kayak, on your boat, or headed out on a sport boat, Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of the best for saltwater anglers. And if you are looking for freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle, where you will get the best tackle and knowledge on your way to the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is amazing too, with great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Doesn't matter if you're out there on a kayak, on your boat, or headed out on a sport boat, Dana Landing has everything you need. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaboardLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wow, Hey, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookup. And so stoked, man. All the stories and everything coming from Cameron and the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Just having a great time. You want to join us? 833-288-0973. There still is one open line. Or you can text us via the app. Send those texts through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And
hey, man, what a special prize that Cameron's getting us. It's one lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on the Mission Bell out of Point Loma. That's going to be a great trip. And, man, that's a good timing for it right now because it's starting to open up. Big tanker yellows out there. Why don't we take a call, Corey?
Let's do that. How about Alex calling from San Carlos? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookup this morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a terrifying question. I know we've all kind of like run into the issue where, you know, we're casting out of yellows and, you know, you see one starting to follow your lure and they're like not really wanting to commit. You get closer to the boat and they just kind of turn away. I'm trying to see what could I change in my approach to just kind of be a little more successful when those situations come up.
Yeah, we've all seen it. I think it's just the non-committal fish versus the committal fish. You know, we've all had it where we cast and you barely tank a crank and you have one on, and then you have the ones that kind of just check it out. You know, I think if you have yellowtail following your lure, you're doing good.
You're doing something right.
Yeah.
No matter what you look at, artificial lures and jigs are for reaction bites.
But for one to follow it all the way to the boat.
Yeah, if they're following
boat.
It to the boat, they're out there. They're going to follow. The problem that you have is don't stop on the jig because it's a swimming action. And if anything, speed it up a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Make them chase it. Make them react to it, right? Because that's what they're doing.
And I think at times, too, Alex, like if you've watched that and seen that, the gig's probably over. Like that, like the good bites where the damn jig is so far down, the ring is at the lip. It's if you saw that happen, it's so far out that it happens so quickly. It's a blur. You know what I mean?
We've seen it a lot this year where it hasn't been where, you know, it's like a cigar hanging out.
Yeah.
They're not tackling the surface iron.
I gotcha.
There's a lot of like just by the lips or, you know, get potholed three or four times. And it was a lot of the spring was like not, you could catch them on the surface iron, but they weren't committing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the other thing too is a competition factor.
Yeah.
You add a second fish or a third fish into that mix.
Totally.
Forget it. Like somebody's going to climb over the other one.
Fight.
Oh, I love
it. But were the fish suspended or were they down deep following them up, chasing the jigs from the bottom?
Hard to say, you know. They were activated on the bait, so they're up.
They came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you go in vertical, it's a different bite than the guys on the surface.
Yeah, sure.
The surface is a lot of fun. I love surface iron fishing. That's better than retrieve it and getting that grab, right?
And that conversation that we just had, I mean, it's the same with largemouth bass fishing. Like big swim baits, it's the same thing with calico bass fishing. It's all parallel.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Followers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex, for the call. Yeah. Let's take another call.
Let's do that. How about Dave calling from Anza? Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I want to tell you, my first time on a sport fishing boat was on the Mission Bell. My dad took me out. And then a recent season, I took my son and grandson out on the boat. That's four generations. That's quite a family legacy that we have with you there.
That's awesome.
And I do have a report for you. This last Tuesday, I got a group together, and we did a Captain Rollo's trip. Now, living up here in Anza, we're in the back country. We have a lot of homeschoolers, and our church likes to get the homeschoolers together for social things, and it worked out just great doing this Captain Rollo trip. We went on the daily double out of Point Loma, and it was close to a perfect day out there. The water was flat, the sun was out, and everybody caught fish. And I really got to hand it to the crew on the daily double. You know, there were kids on this trip that have never even held a fishing pole, but they made sure that everybody caught them. So I know we've heard a lot about Captain Rollins and a lot of people put in a lot of time and effort into this organization, but if you could just be on one of these trips and see these kids, how they react to it, you would know it's all worthwhile. It was a great trip, great day, and it's a great organization.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Dave, for putting that together. Every one of those kids' trips is so special. If you haven't followed us, follow the Friends of Rollo on the Instagram and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea on the Facebook. There's been posts up. We've got a lot of trips going because the kids are at that point in either getting out of school or they're doing their trips from school, and the posts are going up, and just the smiling faces of kids catching their fish. just being on the water, enjoying what we love to do. It's that's our future, guys. So absolutely support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Support those trips. Make sure that we get those kids on the water. If you have a group that wants to go out, call Howard and arrange it. Get arrange a trip. He's the guy who coordinates for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You can go to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea on the website and get the contact info. So why don't we take another call?
Let's do that, Wayne. How about Ed? Ed calling from University City. Good morning, Ed. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, I have a problem. I cast in an anchovy in that, and what I wanted to do was go with a spinning setup, maybe, and with a bait runner feature or something like that. And I was wondering if you could help me out as far as getting a good setup that I could use.
He probably just described it perfectly, Ed. You know, I mean, a bait runner,
yeah.
And probably not a bad situation with. I mean, if we stay with anchovies, right, Cameron?
Yeah, we've had a mix. We haven't had a straight anchovy load yet, but man, I think for the best, it would be go down and see Rock Cod Rick,
right?
Always go down to the tackle store because you're going to want to pair up the right rod with the right reel and the right action for you. How do you fish? Do you want it more parabolic? Do you want it more fast tapered? How big of a reel do you need? Because it depends on what size braid you're going to put on for capacity. They all have enough drag capacity. That's not an issue. But it depends, right? If you're going to go yellowtail fishing, calico fishing, you can do different size reels with different weight line and braid and stuff. But all of those rods and reels are set up for that. What that light tackle, it's all good.
What have you seen as bait? I mean, is it a mix? Is it?
You know, when we first started, it was all sardine.
Yeah.
Beautiful 5 to 7 inch.
Like incredible.
Perfect.
A 2-aught, done deal.
Yeah, we've been fishing a little bit smaller hooks. We've been number ones, number twos.
Okay.
Seems a little stealthier.
Yeah.
And then we kind of went into a little bit of a mix, like 70%
anchovy,
sardine.
Okay.
With anchovy mixed in, which I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
And then we've had a couple days where we've gone out and they've given us, you know, 40, 50 swings of sardine and then a full lid of anchovy. And then we've also seen, you know, the 12 inch sardines, the big ones.
So jumbo.
Jumbo.
Yeah.
Really all mixed in.
We've seen a little bit of everything.
Oh, well, that's interesting for the age class then.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that'll play out well for us in the long run with the sardine then. Because, you know, we just did the survey last year on the sardine, and so they're analyzing it right now. I'm hoping that mix showed up for us.
Yeah, I mean, there's some you know.
Bull honks, they used to call them. Yeah.
But, you know, I think as far, you know, I know there's sardine to catch, and I think there's all the anchovy they want.
Yeah, very interesting. It's nice having that anchovy. I mean, it's
It's
kind of a, you know, there's some passengers, I'm sure, that turn their nose up to it, because we're all spoiled, right?
But fishing tackle, you know, you always hear the old timers like, oh, these kids won't be able to cast an anchovy.
Yeah.
Fishing tackle is so good.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So
technology
much
is there.
Smaller,
lighter reels, light line, small hooks, good knots. You can get an anchovy.
Yeah,
right,
we're
now
not flipping anchovies out on Jigmaster 500s anymore.
Or a Senator.
Yeah.
With mono.
Hey, I remember the pre-Trinidad era. Come on, man.
No, but
seriously.
Know, yeah. It's we had a lot of good fishing on anchovy, you know, last year when it was anchovy only. But there's nothing better, you know. We could throw sardine around a certain area and not see a boil. Man, you sprinkle a little bit of anchovy around.
The ocean comes
bass
alive.
And barracuda,
candy.
You know. Life.
Yeah, you get me all fired up.
You want to catch bass, go get an anchovy every time.
It's it's a key to our Southern California bite, is anchovy.
I know a lot of operators have used the excuse there's too much anchovy in the water. That's why we're not catching anything.
Come on.
Yeah, we've all said, you know, the big bluefin foamers and all of that.
That's
you know?
True, too.
Oh, too much bait in the water.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a good text here from Rory in Lakeside. Good morning, guys. Fun show. I had a chance to ride on the Mission Bell for the first time last summer. Fantastic layout. The whole crew was amazing and dialed in. Hoping to get out again soon. I have a question about passports. Do you know if you need a certain amount of time left on your passport's expiration to go on the trip? Yeah, or is it good just the day of the trip?
Good just the day of the trip.
Yeah. It's not like traveling internationally where they want 6 months on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one. Do you have one?
I do actually have a good text, and it's along the lines of a private boater, and comes from Dave, and Dave is in the 310 area code, so LA is somewhere. Great show as always. I respect sport boats and always fish my own water, but haven't yet figured out how to successfully fish the islands. How would you recommend a new private boater approach fishing the islands so others don't follow? Thanks so much. Again, Dave. I mean, that's a great question.
It's great.
Yeah.
Go, you know, just go fishing. Drive around, look. You know, a guy can slow troll North Island pretty quick and effectively.
I think you just, like, hit the number one, the first place you come to leaving Shelter Island launch ramp.
Yeah, make a lap. You don't get a bite. Okay, maybe try somewhere else. You get a bite. Okay, maybe there is something to that. You know, maybe... You know, you're at White Rock or something, and every time you go past this rock, you get a bite. Okay, yeah. Maybe you anchor,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly. And you need 100 fish on the boat. I mean, that's your ultimate goal, right? I mean, at least 50. And private boater might only need a couple fish to make his day. And, again, maybe you've got all the sea lions and you're in the middle grounds. That north of North Island might just be...
There's a lot of times we're fishing in places where... There's not the best sign of yellowtail. It's the best sign's here, but we can't fish there with, you know, the sea lions and stuff like that. Slow trolling. You cover a lot of water. It's kind of like scanning with the sonar. You're just dragging a bait and you stand a chance at a bite.
Yeah, I mean, there are other ways to do it. That's,
totally.
That slow troll up tight to the island, I mean, you don't realize you've got 60 feet of water underneath you as close as you can be to the islands, right? Hey, we've got a special caller on the line, Wayne, a new guy to the show. Actually, not new guy to the show, but newly sponsoring the show and being a part of it. And that's Jeff Mariani, Casa de Cedros. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, you guys. How's it going?
Doing very well. Stoked to hear from you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back with everybody here on the radio show. And very excited to give you a little report for Cedros Island this morning.
Nice. Super stoked to hear that. How's it going?
So pretty interesting fishing going on down there right now. If you enjoy white sea bass fishing or black sea bass fishing and you don't mind mixing in a limited yellowtail, well, Cedros Island definitely is your spot right now.
Well,
a lot of crazy stuff. We're 1 week off that full moon. Water temp is it's gone down a little. It was on the backside, almost 65. We're down to 64. We lost a degree. Doesn't seem to be affecting the fishing, really. Tons and tons of bait. No squid, though, but lots of fin bait around. And, yeah, it's just been very, very exciting for all the guys coming down. We just had a really good father-son group. The Fishers and the Howards were down there. And, man, black sea bass for us. No big white sea bass, but we had lots of yellowtail every day and great calico bass fishing. The weather's been decent, a little bit of wind, kind of normal for this time of year down there. So everyone should expect that if they're heading down. But, yeah, really revved up. I got my first fast lane kayak trip of the year going down tomorrow. So and we got our August 14th trip with Rick. That'll be the first time he's ever been at my house. So just very exciting stuff and just so thankful and happy to be back with you guys.
Yeah, super cool, Jeff. And I know that those that have been down with you, like myself, just I almost call it a compound. I mean, your house is just a beautiful, just a, you know, it's walled in and you're safe and everything's good. Everyone's got their own room, the accommodations. Nearly everybody has their own bathroom and shower.
The fish processing, the hang out in the garage and talk, do your tackle, go get a pizza on the pizza oven and then sit out by the fireplace at night. It's just a beautiful arrangement.
And
it's totally,
Jeff, you know how to do it right and share your Casa de Cedros with those from up here. And I know you know that island and that area so, so, so well and have learned it over the last decade. And just the stoked opportunity for people to come down and enjoy that with you. And I'm sure you do have openings, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you both for those kind words. You both have been to my house. You know how hard I work there to just kind of bring something a little different than everyone else is offering, smaller groups, single room occupancy, just a lot of comfort involved. And with smaller groups, we get to go down into town and eat sometimes. Corey, you did that with me. It's a really, really fun setup that we got going. And we've got some groups. I have 22 groups this year already, so we're very happy with what's going on. And there's opportunities in August and September. I think I only have 1 week left in October, but lots of opportunity and even in July. So if anyone needs to get in contact with me, we have our website, CasaDeCedros.com, of course, and then the best way. Doesn't matter if you're traveling with me or with someone else. I love talking about Cedros. You can call me anytime at 760-412-2507, and I'll help anyone have a great time down there. That's what it's all about.
Jeff, that's perfectly said. And definitely give your number again, because it's a magical place, and to be able to enjoy it with a small group of people. You know, it's different than Cedros sport fishing, right, where there's 22 people in the group and you might not know the other half of the group, and it's just a different situation, and it's a beautiful thing, Jeff, for sure, having you a part of the show. Give your number again.
Absolutely. 760-412-2507. Yeah, that, you nailed it. I mean, I'm not in competition with anyone, because my business model, I'm set up completely different. You know what I mean? We're kayak fishing. We're six guys at a time, and we're just hanging out. It's just very a lot more intimate, very personal, super customized trip when you travel with us because of the smaller groups.
And it can be ponga
for everybody.
Ponga fishing too, as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's whatever
the customer wants
mainstay.
To do. Right. It's whatever the customer wants to do.
We'll mix and match throughout your day. Absolutely. Whatever we need to do, we all talk about it at night when we're sitting there at dinner. And if kayaking's in the menu for the next day, someone wants to do that, we're absolutely ready to do it. We have the best kayaks on the market, the Hobies, that we got through Ron at Fastlane, and he takes great care of them for us, and my crew takes great care of them. I mean, they're fully loaded, you know, so, it's a great way to catch fish, just one-on-one with you and maybe a big black sea bass or big yellowtail. Is there's really nothing more fun for myself. So,
and if anybody wants to see it, go up there to your social media page, because you guys are posting some great pictures right now.
Yeah, I'm super fortunate that Katie's back working with me. Carl, her husband, was super gracious and let her come and start working again with us. And, man, she's a social media whiz and helping me with all the stuff that I suck at, basically. So.
Yeah, that's perfectly put. Now, what about Martine and Christian? Are they still part of your Casa de Cedros?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I have everyone.
Yes.
My group is all the same. The only one that's changed is Lulu, our main cook that we've had for years. She's passed it off to Karina, her daughter.
Yeah.
And
family. Just as good or better?
Giant upgrade. Actually, Karina learned everything from her mom, right? And then she's younger, and she's, broadened her cooking menu, and she has all this really creative stuff that she does. And so it's, I'm just happy to just have that family with me. Those families have been with me since I landed on Cedros Island, way back in the day, 2012. So that's just speaks to how everything goes for me down there. I'm just I'm part of that community, and all those people that work with me, we all are, there's no boss. I always say that there's no boss at this house, but everyone's the boss,
right?
Because everyone knows what to do.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so great. It's a great family experience.
And thanks for coming back, and we look forward to doing trips with you, Jeff. It's going to be a fun year.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Great show. Love hearing all the stuff about the sport boats versus the private boats. Love this stuff.
Oh, it's good stuff. And somebody listening, what website do they go to, Jeff?
Come to my website, CasaDeCedros.com, or again, best thing to do, call me, 760-412-2507.
Perfectly put, Jeff. We'll talk to you maybe next week. All right, buddy.
Have a great morning.
All right.
Sounds good. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back more with Cameron on the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
This is Jeff Mariani from Casa de Cedros. I'd like to personally invite you to experience Cedros Island the way it is meant to be experienced. At Casa de Cedros, our trips are limited to 6 guests, creating a private, relaxed atmosphere that feels more like visiting a friend's home than staying at a fishing lodge. From the moment you arrive on our private charter flight, you'll notice the difference. While many operations are still getting settled on their travel day, our guests are already enjoying the fishing, all included in your trip costs. And when it's time to fish, we fish. Our days on the water are typically 2 hours longer than the other tours, giving you more time to chase trophy calico bass, hard-fighting yellowtail, and big black sea bass. After a full day on the water, return to our beautiful American-style home. Relax in your own private bedroom, spread out your tackle in our spacious garage, enjoy incredible meals prepared by our private chef, and gather around the fire sharing stories of the day. Visit our website, CasaDeCedros.com, or call me direct at 760-412-2507. At Casa de Cedros, you're not checking into a fishing lodge. You're coming to our home. Come as our guest, leave as family.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm so stoked, man, just being in the world headquarters, and fish are starting to bite again.
Just excited listening to the report from Jeff at Cedros.
And nice week of
weather. Don't forget, Ricky still has that trip down there in August, and there's still openings on it. So if you want to go with Ricky and the Let's Talk Hookup team, there's only 6 slots total, 5 because Ricky's one of them, but go ahead and call Jeff and get on that trip.
Yeah, I know. Just a good time of the year to be a part of the sport fishing fleet. And speaking of so, we have Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Brian Woolley. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more San Diego capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location of Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And good morning, Captain Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening there? Good stuff this morning.
Good times.
Morning, yeah. Woolley. Morning, Woolley. Good conversation with good friends.
Yeah, totally. Man, that Cedros stuff sounds fun.
Right?
I got to get down there.
Yes, you do.
Totally.
You should talk to Jeff. I'm sure Jeff would.
I took his number.
There it is. Yeah. Jeff's a good dude. Knows the island like really, really well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, our recap up here this week, man, we started like it was a wobbly week, I think would be a good way to describe it, starting off, you know, along the coast. Like cooler water temps, more kind of in line what you would expect in a normal June, you know, 63 to 65. I think that was due in part to that swell pushing in. We had the water rolled over a little bit from that. little green through some stretches of our coast. Like from Dana Point down, it was a little off color, but from Dana Point up to the through the closure there, it was really nice water. But large bait at the beginning of the week too, had that bass fishing. It was a little tough fly lining that bigger sardine, but we still managed to pick up some nice calico bass and some sand bass on that stuff. Fine line baits, we had to, you know, strip out some of that bait on sliding sinkers, also got us some bites. Couple halibut in the mix, guys at the bottom with that bigger bait, and a few barracuda also on that larger sardine. Sheephead fishing on the sinker rigs was good too. Standout sheephead this week was a 17 pounder that was caught in the shallows there this week. That was a nice looking fish. But by the end of the week, things kind of got back into it. We took some smaller anchovy in our receiver, and you know how that translates to that bass fishing for us. Things did perk back up even in that cooler water, so that was a good little bounce back for that fishing for the half day guys. On the rockfish front along the coast in that 40 to 50 fathom area, we saw some nice reds on the baits and the 100 to 150 gram jigs. Guys did real well on that stuff. Mixed bags with the sculpin whitefish, just, you know, your kind of standard rockfish stuff. Pretty solid for those guys fishing that cut bait there as well. And out on the 14, that deeper water rockfish still remained very good. Jig anglers going with like the 250 to 350 gram jigs had a blast and caught some real nice Floridas and chilies. Some nice big bocaccio on that bigger sardine out there as well. Catalina action this week was good too. The new San Mateo fished there yesterday on one of their first of their all-day trips that they're going to be running this season. They had some good yellowtail fishing. They had five fish there and some really good calico bass fishing. That yellowtail wasn't large. I think it was like 8 to 12 pound stuff. So still good, you know, island grade fish. The Fury fished Monday at Catalina and they stopped on a kelp on their way over there. Had a handful of 10 to 12 pound yellowtail on that. So that's a good sign and that bodes well. That water off the beach has been really nice, 66 to 67 degrees. So keeping tabs on some of that kelp patty stuff. You know, if you're coming fishing with us, bring a bait rod for sure. It's not just all rockfish. And then the Clemente, over at Clemente, sorry, the Fury, they had some of that bigger grade 18 to 25 pound yellowtail. That stuff slipped up a bit on the bait grounds over there for those guys day before. Let's see, that was on Friday they caught that fish. They had 20 fish for their morning, along with more great calico bass fishing and mixed bottom fish like the sheephead and whitefish. And a six-pack boat current got over there to a Clemente yesterday, and he had their sample yellowtail. I think he had four or five fish, a nice halibut, along with that really good bass fishing. So moral of the story this week was it's not how it starts but how it finishes. You know, like I said, a little wobbly at the beginning, but things kind of bounce back here at the end. So looking forward to another good week here. If you want to hop on a trip, give us a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com.
Yeah, it's nicely said. And with a nice stretch of weather this week here, Brian, I mean, it everything you just laid out sounded awesome, but I could only imagine this stretch of weather we have coming this week, it's going to be even better.
That's right. Just gets me excited, Brian.
get things back on track. So yeah. We're looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah. Hey, did definitely. You guys start you got twilight? Did you guys start the evening what does it call it? The sundowner ones where you guys have the band on the back of the boat? Did you guys start that yet?
Oh yeah, they've got that harbor cruise that goes on there Saturday nights. Yeah, we'll be doing that on the Dana Pride.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's a fun time. If you're ever down in the harbor and you got an evening available and they're doing that's always a fun one. They just cruise around the harbor, band on the back, you just relax as the sun goes down.
I'll tell you, Wooly's commitment to fighting all these closures and showing up at the meetings and all his regulars and the presence it's incredible.
And you know too. Because you're there.
I'm there.
Yeah, you too. They just had the meetings down in San Clemente?
San Clemente.
San Clemente. They had the meetings.
Yep.
And they're long.
Oh, yeah. We've gone through three of them now. They were all long. But it's necessary. The people showing up, the testimony, the fishermen defending their right to have access to the fishery, the MPAs, the departments on our side on this one, on what they've come down with their decision-making. It's just now what are the commissioners going to do with it? But right now, the rules of engagement were set by them, approved by them. Department came back with the correct decisions based on those rules of engagement. I just hope they voted that way.
But, yeah, I just a thank you to Wooly. Yeah. Because it is a commitment from now doing it, and he's front and center.
Absolutely. Got to fight for that Laguna area.
Right on. Well, we did what we could to get there and to represent, for sure. It's, yeah. You know, it's an important fight. It's not over. Keep keep those letters coming. You know, this next commission meeting, there's going to be no talk on any of this MPA stuff, but it'll come back up here towards the end of the summer and into the early fall. So that's,
yeah, the decisions will be made by November or something, right?
In theory.
I think later in the year.
Yeah, they got to have at least, they got to come up and figure out what they want to decide on. Then they got to have a two-meeting process to open it to public comment and then vote. So it'll be the end of the year, but keep engaged.
Right, and just this is that time where that best available science. Sometimes you know it's a live and die by it, but you just got to go with it. And you know we'll let those biologists and you know experts in their fields be the ones that make those decisions here. And I think they made the right call this time for sure.
Yeah, well, good stuff, Brian. We appreciate you. And if somebody wants to get out fishing this week with a nice stretch of weather, how do we do it?
Cool. Give us a call here 949-496-5794, or you can hit us on the web at danaworf.com.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you and your awesome reports every week. And
love Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah, it's just in a beautiful part of our coastline and easy to get to and open ocean and all that great fishing is just right outside the harbor, a very short drive. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys, have a great week.
All right.
Catch you next week. See ya.
Hey, real quick, I got a good one here, Matt. He's asking, how do you like to pin your bait when you're going for yellowtail?
Oh, ooh, right?
That's always a good one.
I'm back end, front end?
I'm a shoulder hook a lot.
Top end?
That's it, top end?
I'm a shoulder hook or a belly hook. I'm the worst nose hooker ever.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if there's a lot of current and we're anchored and stuff like that, but I shoulder hook a lot.
And nothing worse than nose hooking and having the hook turn back around.
Totally.
Oh, my God, the worst thing ever. Hey, we've got great conversations, some good stuff coming up ahead. We've got a whole nother hour to enjoy this with Cameron from the Mission Bell. When will we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and at 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for? In Southern California, saltwater fishing demands gear that performs when the pressure's on. That's why anglers from Santa Barbara to San Diego trust Maxima Fishing Line. Whether you're fishing inshore structure, running offshore for tuna, or targeting yellowtail in the kelp, Maxima has a line built for the way you fish. From the legendary Ultra Green to high-performance Tuna Blue, virtually invisible clear, and big game leaders with unparalleled shock resistance. Engineered for strength, built for abrasion resistance. Designed to help you stay connected when the fish of the day makes its move. Because in saltwater fishing, confidence matters. At the knot, at the hook, and at the rail. So before your next trip out of Long Beach, Dana Point, or San Diego, make sure your reels are loaded with Maxima. Available now at local tackle shops throughout Southern California. Learn more at MaximaFishingLine.com. Maxima Fishing Line. Best by test.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com, or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.